This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The state Senate is scheduled to vote today on the confirmations of Brian Bell and Michael Haas, the leaders of Wisconsin's Ethics and Elections Commissions. If the vote goes as planned for majority Republicans, both men will soon be fired. They're being targeted for their roles at an agency Republicans disbanded after it investigated Governor Scott Walker. Sean Johnson reports.
Chances are most people don't know Brian Bell or Mike Haas. They're administrators, not elected officials, who were only recently thrust into the spotlight. When it became clear the Senate would soon give them up or down votes without first giving them public hearings, they decided to fight for their jobs. Haas has granted interviews where he's talked about his support from the bipartisan Elections Commission.
I answer to our commission. Our commission is made up of three Republicans, three Democrats. They've unanimously supported me. They unanimously appointed me.
Bell's commission is split the same way and has supported him, too. He's gone so far as requesting an investigation of himself to prove that he's not partisan.
I believe with all my heart that an objective review of my conduct in service to this state would definitively show that I have consistently conducted myself in a nonpartisan and impartial manner.
The reason Bell and Haas could lose their jobs is that they both worked for the Government Accountability Board. Republicans disbanded the GAB in 2015, largely because of its role in an investigation called a John Doe. This one looked at conservative groups and Governor Scott Walker's campaign. That probe resurfaced because there was an investigation of the investigation. Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel issued an 87-page report on who leaked information about the Doe, which is supposed to be secret.
We want to do whatever we can to try to guarantee for the targets of all these search warrants that their stuff isn't still out there somewhere.
Schimmel's report was sharply critical of the GAB, saying the agency's attorneys, quote, were on a mission to bring down the Walker campaign and the governor himself, and that they'd prejudged the guilt of the governor. That passage wasn't referring to Bell or Haas, but rather a statement from former Government Accountability Board attorney Shane Falk. He's now a lawyer in private practice.
The whole report, as far as I'm concerned, was replete with a bunch of speculative conclusions, essentially to feed the monster, which is this objection to the Government Accountability Board investigating truly illegal conduct.
Falk concedes he made unprofessional statements in emails. In one, he accuses a special prosecutor of lying. In another, he refers to the bastardization of politics, saying the state is being run by corporations and billionaires. But Falk says there was nothing misguided about the John Doe investigation, since Wisconsin courts had held for 15 years that coordination between third-party groups and campaigns was illegal.
If anything, I was a zealous advocate for what the law was.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled otherwise, shutting down the Walker John Doe. The entire affair had faded into the background until it resurfaced with Schimmel's report. Forced to defend himself, Haas, who is a top elections official at the GAB, is defending his former agency.
Nobody can point to any decision or action of myself or the GAB or the current Elections Commission that's been based on partisan motives.
Meanwhile, Bell is distancing himself from the GAB, where he worked for 3 years. He sent a letter to senators criticizing Falk as a partisan and calling the Government Accountability Board biased. If the Senate votes to fire Bell and Haas, this saga may not be over. Some of their supporters have hinted that they might sue on the grounds that only the Ethics and Elections Commissions can fire their administrators. Those bipartisan boards support Bell and Haas unanimously and don't want to find new leaders, especially in what promises to be a busy election year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.